France, you know?
Yep.
All those mountains, they got ski.
Yeah, they do. It's just something I've never even had an inkling to try. I love the, like I said, I love the scenery.
Uh-huh.
I love going in the summer. I've been to Squaw Valley. I love that over there. I played golf right there on the base of the mountains, and I think my family went up to ice skate outdoors on the top of the mountain. It's pretty cool, and it's the site of one of the old 1960 Olympics. So I had a good time. But
yeah, my daughter was up at Lake Placid. She did a fluky thing.
Yep.
She tried out for the bobsled team, and they wanted her. And they made her train while she was in college. They wanted her for the Utah Olympics. And she said, no, I'm not going to give up my scholarship. Because almost all the players on the winter team are older. And they give up a lot. And they live with very little. And they live on sponsorship and donations.
Yep.
It's very tough. And so a lot of them are older in their years because they're working. And then the people who they work for sponsor them.
Yeah.
So they can train. But it's really tough. The American teams have always worked on donations and sponsorships.
They're not salaried like the
Europeans. They're salaried.
Yeah, that Lake Placid up there, we went up there a couple of years ago in the summer.
Uh-huh.
Very entertaining to watch all that. I'm an Olympic.
Turned it around.
I'm a winter Olympic freak because I love just watching that.
Yeah.
And surprise, surprise, they have things going up there all year round, especially in the summer. They had ski jumping. We sat there and watched everybody jumping off the ski jump in the middle of summer. And then they were practicing.
They're practicing, right. And they also do the bobsledding.
I did the bobsled.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it. And then I was up in Calgary. I did the luge in Calgary.
That must have been fun.
That was fun.
Wow.
Spent a whole minute trying to stay on that sled.
Oh, my God. So, by these companies consolidating the name of the game in the industry, they're creating, effectively pricing things, pricing and branding, season pass seasons. They're leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to make people to enjoy it, have a package,
So let me ask you this: Did you sense at some time that the quality of service wasn't standard across?
Because you send some people to some resorts and they were happy, and in some places they weren't.
So now with one operation running it, you're hoping
they gotta get their act together. They're gonna learn from the guy from Sandals. He has a set standard. He's been doing this for a long time, and he's got the same standard for every resort in every country. He doesn't care what you're doing.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
And they're
going
to have to do the same thing here
because
we don't have all-inclusives. The United States has very little on all-inclusives. They offer meal plans, but they don't offer you a package. And they're trying to do that, and they're afraid to include the food because everybody's very independent in the restaurant market.
Mm-hmm.
You got all the different chefs. You got all the different criteria. You got all the different. We have so many things to pick from,
Yeah.
When you're in the Caribbean islands, you don't have much to pick from.
Right.
You either like Caribbean jerk or you don't.
Yeah, sure. Cool. Well, that's quite a news item that the ski industry is consolidating. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, well, last year there was late Easter holiday, so there was a drop off.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the weather was turning last year for a lot of places early.
Yep.
And then there was a lot of places that had a lot of snow. It depends. I guess it really is climate change. Look at Camelback and Vernon up there. And they have a whole bunch of resorts now and indoor water parks and all kinds of things besides doing stuff outside.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's a lot of things going on. You got Great Wolf Lodge. A lot of people go to them with the families.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for something to do.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to get everything in one location. So
Now, I think you mentioned it, but are these companies also looking at the ski resorts up in New Hampshire and Vermont?
Yeah, everywhere. They've got whoever's got whatever. Trying. A lot of them got... There's already some in Vermont that have already been taken over by these companies. Yeah.
Man, amazing.
Yep. And Aspen Skiing Group for 15 years, you know, it's a group of resorts under one umbrella. It gives you scale, which allows you to invest in the business effectiveness, you know, making too much effort to standardize multiple resorts. But no, I don't think it does. I think it helps that everybody gets the same thing across the board, whatever companies they're involved with, and it's the same branding. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
You're going to get this criteria of service no matter what.
Yep. So now you
just—that's what they have to do.
So now the only thing you can really do in customizing your vacation is just deciding on the geography and the airfare to get there,
and then what you want to do yourself.
Yep.
You don't want to do anything. And then the other thing is, if you don't want to stay in a resort, you want to rent a house or a villa or a condo or something.
Right.
And you don't want to be on the resort, but you want to go skiing on the resort. That's okay. You know, there's a lot of there's so much out there.
Neat. That's neat stuff. All right, we got about a minute left. What else is going on?
Well, they are little by little. They're opening things up in the Caribbean. You know, like I said, it's going to take months. It hit them at the wrong time of the year.
Yep.
Coming into high season, and they can't accommodate the people. There's just no way. I feel the cruise companies are going to get bombed.
Wow.
They're going to get people are going to want to take the cruise, and then they stop at an island and they're going to see an island. But the cruise companies have also changed their itineraries. So the Eastern Caribbean is really off limits this winter season.
Mm-hmm. So you got to go to the west.
Unless you know somebody and you know where you're going and you have a contact and you're going down there to help or do relief or whatever, there's not a lot of places to go to stay.
So go to the Western Caribbean. That's your out.
Yeah, it's the Western Caribbean you're going to be doing. Hawaii, hey, let's go for it. You know,
there you go.
This is the best time to try to travel over to Hawaii. They've put on new airlines. They've got more routes going. They're going to make it more affordable because they know the Caribbean's been hit.
Yep.
You got Fiji, which is right down below California, and a few hours plane ride, you know. You
cool.
don't have to go over to Tahiti, Bora Bora. And
right.
you got the Caribbean islands that have the overwater bungalows. So
nice.
But the only problem is you got to wait to get into those overwater.
Yeah,
bungalows.
There's only so many there, so you're
right.
you're out of luck. Cool. All right.
You know, Sandals is started on them, and they're offered, and yeah, that's where it's at.
Nice. So. All right. Glad you're feeling so much better, Diane. So now that you're feeling better, people can come back and visit you.
Yeah. Oh, that was the other thing. Yeah, I don't want people getting sick. Oh, my gosh.
So where are you located? What's your address? What's your phone number?
Outside of Clinton on Route 173 West, and it's 908-238-9935. And good thing I didn't sign up for the expo. I wouldn't have been there.
Yeah. Well, you missed a good one, but you get back next year.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just how it works out. Things work out for a reason for everybody.
There you go. All right. Yeah. Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you again day before Thanksgiving.
Before Thanksgiving. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Stay well, okay?
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Diane Lane, D&L Travel. Give her a call for all your travel needs so that you can find a place to go for the holidays. Time for us to go and take a break. News, weather coming up. We'll be right back. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's return to the U.S. after his 12-day five-nation trip to Asia. Mark Mayfield with more.
Air Force One landed at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland last night. The president logged more than 20,000 miles on the trip and had face-to-face meetings with 11 leaders. Aboard Air Force One yesterday, Trump said he was negotiating better trade deals during the trip. He's expected to make a big statement about trade and North Korea at the White House today.
Alabama Republican Senate nominee Roy Moore is calling his campaign a spiritual battle, showing no sign of ending his campaign when he spoke last night at a Baptist revival in Jackson.
This is not just a battle for Democrats and Republicans and how they vote on issues. This is a spiritual battle.
Five women accusing Moore of sexual misconduct when they were in their teens and he was in his 30s. And many Republican leaders still calling on him to step aside. This is USA Radio News.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way.
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions insisting he told the truth about contacts or the lack thereof with Russians during and after last year's presidential campaign. At a House hearing yesterday, Sessions said it's a lie to suggest that he has lied.
That is a lie.
And he rejected what he called false charges from Democrats. The jury to resume deliberations today in the corruption trial of Senate Democrat Bob Menendez, Scott Pringle reports.
The judge urged jurors to take as much time as needed and went on to say in his words, "There's no hurry. This is not reality TV. This is real life." Those comments came after the newly formed jury on Monday said they were deadlocked on all charges against Senator Menendez just a few hours into deliberations, so the jury mulled the complex case over the entire day here, unable to reach a verdict. Meanwhile, the Jersey senator, he showed up and was allowed to leave in the morning, smiling the whole way to the car. He even held up his phone to the media on his way out.
I want to make sure I got a picture of all of you. I mean, you know, it's always one-sided.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Authorities investigating a deadly shooting spree in Northern California yesterday that ends at an elementary school in Tehama County. Here's the assistant sheriff.
We're working on motives at this time to figure out what the motive was for this event.
He did not identify the gunman who shot four adults to death yesterday before he was shot and killed by law enforcement. 10 other people hospitalized. 2 of those are young boys. The spree began at a home in rural Tehama County and eventually moved to the school, although they say there were at least 7 crime scenes. An Illinois congressman keeping his promise to introduce articles of impeachment against President Trump. Luis Gutierrez is joining a Tennessee Democrat, Steve Cohen, to start the process that they feel could end in the removal of Trump from the White House. A very high-speed transit system could be coming to Denver. That 200-mile-an-hour Hyperloop is promising to get people from Denver International to downtown Denver in 9 minutes. That run now takes nearly an hour with traditional mass transit. And a Virginia school district is apologizing after middle school students took a quiz that included answers like trophy wife and boy toy. The family quiz worksheet began with questions about the traditional family unit, but evolved into questions about marital infidelity. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
this blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
It is 9:06, time for Hunt Chamber Radio weather. Lemonin right now, we're warmed up to 37 degrees, clear skies, 10% chance of precipitation. Today is Wednesday, November 15th, 2017. Sunshine, a few afternoon clouds, and a high near 50. Winds light and variable. Cloudy with rain developing after midnight. Low around 40, winds light and variable. Chance of rain is 70%. Rain showers early, then some sunshine later in the day on Thursday, a high of 54. Winds west 10 to 20 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. Sunny and 48 on Friday. Cloudy and a light rain developing later in the day on Saturday, a high of 50. Partly cloudy and a high of 46 on Sunday the 19th. And 45 is the high on Monday with partly cloudy skies. Temperatures in the area: 37 in Raritan, 35 in West Amwell, 37 in Doylestown, 35 in Phillipsburg, 36 in Asbury, 32 in Tewksbury, and 37 over in White House. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Chimborino.com, WHCRDB, the voice of business. This is the distinctive sound of Montalbani and his orchestra. Effective and iconic because he did so many movie themes back then. And this is the theme from Exodus. Montalbani's birthday is today. We had a bunch of challenges out there early this morning with regard to traffic. I don't have any updates since that time, so I'm assuming all of that has been taken care of. But we had a lot of congestion and motor vehicle accidents early this morning on 78 eastbound, all the way from exit 24, all the way back to exit 12. And being I haven't gotten any updates on it, I'm assuming it's been all taken care of at this point. But drive safe, sound smart, and do yourself a favor. Register with HRTTV.com to get the local, county, state, and interstate roads alerts so that you are aware before you get stuck in that traffic. It is time for us to do a little history from history.com. For November 15, 2017, the lead story is 1867. On this day, the first stock ticker is unveiled in New York City. The advent of the ticker ultimately revolutionized the stock market by making up to the minute prices available to the investors around the country. Prior to this development, information from the New York Stock Exchange, which had been around since 1792, traveled by mail or messenger. The ticker was the brainchild of Edward Callahan, who configured a telegraph machine to print stock quotes on streams of paper, the same paper tape later used in ticker tape parades. The ticker, which caught on quickly with investors, got its name from the sound its type wheel made. In 1777, after 16 months of debate, the Continental Congress, sitting in its temporary capital of York, Pennsylvania, yes, you heard that, York, Pennsylvania, agrees to adopt the Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union on this day in 1777. Not until March 1, 1781, would the last of the 13 states, Maryland, ratify the agreement. In 1965, at the Bonneville Salt Flats in Utah, 28-year-old Californian Craig Breedlove sets a new land speed record of 600.601 miles per hour in his car, the Spirit of America, which cost $250,000 and is powered by a surplus engine from a...
And good morning and welcome to a new segment of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We're getting a late start this morning, or early afternoon, I should say. But I'm very excited because I have a wonderful guest in the studio, very interesting. And his name is Rex Rogash of R Squared Design. Rex, do I have you on the line?
You do.
Okay.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Modern Design. Our topic today happens to be dining rooms, specifically in conjunction with the Thanksgiving and then Christmas holidays coming up, and things you could do to make your dining rooms real special. Well, we're going to take a quick look at the weather, one or two commercials, and then we'll be back with our show. Just hang in there right after this. Okay. It's the National Weather Service is telling me that currently we have fair skies and 50 degrees. This afternoon, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 50. Tonight, there's a 100% chance of clouds and then showers with a low of 42 degrees. On Thursday, a 60% chance of showers, likely then sunny with a high of 53. Thursday night, partly cloudy and very cold, a low of 31. I'm sorry. On Friday, it will be a beautiful sunny day, but only 48 degrees. On Friday, mostly cloudy and a low of 32. Saturday night, 50% chance of showers with a high of 50. Saturday night, showers likely, 70%. And on Sunday, it'll be partly sunny and a high of 47. Well, again, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here every Wednesday live in the studio from 2 to 3. My guest on the phone is Rex from R Squared Designs. And I would think that R Squared goes for the RR crossing. That is your name. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background? Because I know you have an interesting background. You have multiple locations. And while I'm talking about lousy weather, I think you're probably in Florida in beautiful weather right now.
I currently am, yes. So I am actually a trained architect and interior designer with also a degree in construction. I've been in the industry about 26 years now. Mm-hmm. I've worked all over the United States, both commercial and residentially. And we do currently have two locations, one in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and another in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Now, tell me a little about, you changed sort of your model a little bit of what you do, because you were in, I guess, more of where the town is, the resort area of town. Is that correct?
Correct. So we originally opened up a showroom within the Rehoboth Beach downtown area as a modern design showroom that was retail focused, but we also had a full service interior design component as well.
Uh-huh.
And as the business grew, the retail kind of had to take a back seat. So now we have a full service design center where you can buy basically anything you need to fit out your home, whether it be furniture, plumbing, lighting, flooring,
You know, it's such
open to the general public.
It's such a disappointment. I have my hand in so many things, and one of the things that I do is I'm the president of the Somerset Hills Business Card Exchange out here, and I had one of my retailers who's in the jewelry business for many years said every day she drives to work and she sees more and more retail stores closing. It's very sad, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I think it's also kind of a sign of the times, and we're all kind of looking for that instant gratification.
Right.
And we're also, you know, so used to shopping online nowadays. Also, just with, you know, busy schedules, retail stores can't be open 24 hours a day, but yet we shop 24 hours a day. So, you know, as a retailer, I had to kind of look at where our main business was coming in and what types of goods and services I could offer
right.
that other retailers weren't offering. So instead of doing home accessories, we started to get into more of home furnishings.
Right.
And kind of filling a need that wasn't there.
Very much so. And those of us that are still in the industry and have been in it for a long time, as you and I have in Rex, I've sort of had to reinvent myself as well, focusing more on the services and less on some of the tchotchkes. So it's just sort of like, as you say, it's just the world changing and evolving and keeping up. All right, we're going to take a couple of quick messages, and we'll be back shortly with Modern Design here on WHCR DB in Flemington.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future. How they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, contractor, and home stager for the past 20 years. And I have somebody on the line who's very interesting and creative and a lot of time in the industry as well. And his name is Rex Rogash. Am I saying that right? Last name right?
Rogash.
Okay, good. Rogash. And he's with R Squared. That's his company. And does wonderful and very interesting things. Rex, why don't you give your website? Because I went to your media and you have such great, interesting stuff that you don't see, not inside the box. And I thought it was important to have you on because I like your brand. It's a little bit outside the box, the squared box. What is the website?
Thank you. It's www.r squared, spelled out, design.net. So rsquareddesign.net.
You know, Rex, one of the rooms that I love doing the most, and from the beginning in my inception of modern design, of Maven Hill Designs, I should say, is very much loving to do dining rooms. And I'm not sure why. To me, a dining room has drama. And even though houses have changed and houses have become more casual, I could live in my next house without ever having a living room again. But for me, I always want to have a separate dining room, not a dining space. I like that. Even if it's not formal, I like some of the drama of a dining room. How do you feel about dining rooms?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, again, most of my clients, you know, are busy on the go with kids, so they don't really get to use a dining space that often. It's usually, you know, eating on the go or sitting in front of the TV. But we still seem to put, you know, a lot of focus and attention to the dining room spaces, because when they do entertain or when they do have a moment to, you know, take a break, it's kind of like a little oasis in your own house, because it's the one room you probably don't use the most. But right. When you do use it, it's like this kind of stepping into a calm space and going, you know, I can actually sit down and take a break from the world.
Very much so special. I grew up, my dad was a builder and my mother would decorate the models in the houses. So we really never were like allowed. In fact, I always used to tease that my mom put ropes up so we couldn't go near the living room and dining room to stay out of those rooms. But there were the rare occasions as we got older where we got to use those rooms. And you kind of did feel special when it was a holiday and you were in that space. You were in your best behavior. So even though that I see tremendous changes. Here's some of the things that I see, and I really want to get your perspective on it. You know, one thing I want to ask you, so I'm in the New York, New Jersey market. I have two stores, one in North Jersey, very close to Manhattan, and one out here in Ringo's, New Jersey, near Flemington. Even within those two areas, which are about an hour apart from each other, more or less, I see a difference in style and how people relate to what they're looking for in decorating. How is it that you have two locations that are in different states? You have the location in Delaware and then the location in Florida. Now, where are you in Florida again?
Fort Lauderdale.
In Fort Lauderdale. Is there a difference in the style when you go to the two different places? Do you find that style is different?
I mean, generally, yes, but because my specialty is modern contemporary and mid-century modern, mm-hmm. most of my clients are seeking out my specialties in those areas.
Because they want your brand. Because they want your brand, your look.
Correct.
Oh, I see.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But I would say, you know, in the Rehoboth Beach area, it's definitely, in Rehoboth, it's a lot, you know, kind of that more coastal, laid-back feel. So even my modern pieces there tend to have a little bit more of a casual feel to them. Mm-hmm. Where I would say here in Fort Lauderdale, it's a little more true to the style. You know, people own mid-century modern houses, so they want authentic pieces and they want that very authentic look. And, you know, they're looking for, you know, real pieces, where in Rehoboth, it's more kind of, I like the look, but I need to be able to put my feet up on it. And I've got 14 people, you know, showing up for a week to spend at the beach, so I don't want to worry about, you know, the items breaking or chipping or you know, staining. So those types of sensibilities definitely are more prevalent up north in my location there than down here.
No, I find that more and more people are requesting in my locations, particularly in northern New Jersey, closer to Manhattan, for mid-century modern. I just get it over and over and over again that they love those pieces. They want them to. They don't want reproductions. They want them to be authentic. They want me to find mm-hmm. and source those interesting pieces. And I'm doing a project right now in Morristown, New Jersey, where the couple left their sort of 1970s colonial home in Mountain Lakes to go back to a simpler life in an in-town location where they could walk to shops and restaurants. And they bought a true 1951 mid-century modern. And bringing it back to life has just been so much fun, because there's, you know, there's research that goes into it for me. I want things that are appropriate. Don't you find when you have to source things for mid-century modern, it's kind of fun to look what things were like? And also, mid-century modern was so practical, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what I love about mid-century modern in general is that it blends so nicely with just about anything. I've done so many different styles of houses and color schemes and you name it, and a mid-century modern piece always finds its way in there.
Yeah, no, it's very trending again, but like you say, it never really left. It was always there. It was always a look. So let's talk specific dining room centric. Now, here's a couple things that I see all the time. I'm curious of your perspective on it. When I go into a dining room, typically if I'm in a dining room and there is the dining table, the chairs, and there's a sideboard and a china cabinet, often I take the china cabinet away. I find that I don't order china cabinets anymore. The companies I use don't even sell china cabinets anymore. And limiting it typically to the table, maybe an upholstered chair, and then a sideboard painted out, maybe in a really great color, not so much of a set. How about on your end of the perspective?
Definitely. I rarely do sets unless the client really, really says we have to do a set.
Right.
Definitely sideboards. I find that a lot of the dining rooms lately are a little bit on the smaller side, so there's not always necessarily room for a sideboard because
right.
people forget that while the room might be 12 feet wide, you forget that you need to leave 3 to 3.5 feet of clearance for
around.
You to be able to pull a chair out.
Exactly.
Types of things about banging into the wall.
Right.
But I definitely see a lot more mix and match, or at least I guide my clients that way. We're often also looking for to be able to sit 8 or 10 people, but it's not that way all the time. So where do I house 4 chairs throughout the year? So we're definitely doing mix and match where I'm throwing those other chairs in, say, one in each bedroom. So there's a bed, you know, a chair in a corner, and those tend to be an upholstered chair versus the, you know, maybe plain chairs that we have at the dining room table. So it ends up being a kind of a cohesive, eclectic mix of right. furniture just by the nature of the way the houses are being built these days.
And, you know, one of the things you said, it was very true. I don't think I've done a wood chair with a dining set in the past 4 years. One of the things I like about an upholstered chair, even if we're keeping the base set, maybe they bought a set in the 50s, 60s, or 70s, and the table has clean lines and still good. I can sort of reinvent that if I just bring new chairs into it, lose the china cabinet, and do something with the sideboard. You can sort of, you know, immediately make that better. And the good thing about, I think, certainly armless side chairs around a table, is that they're modular. So after you've eaten your Thanksgiving dinner, if you want to bring some more chairs into the family room or the other room around a fireplace, an upholstered chair, an armless upholstered chair, is often very modular and works well in both environments.
Absolutely. I tend to kind of do the opposite.
Okay.
My head chairs are typically my chairs that you'll find in other places, like in a living room, because they can be in a larger scale.
Right.
So they would fit more aptly, and they're usually an upholstery with a pattern. So they would work really well against a sofa or whatnot. And then when they need to add extra chairs to the dining room, they bring those two head chairs into the dining room and take the other chairs and flip them to the sides.
Yeah. No, but I just find more and more, again, an upholstery. Either in my own house, I have wood side chairs, and then I added the taller, which is kind of a nice look, the taller upholstered end chairs, and it really is an elegant look in a space. Let's talk about color. What are you seeing in color for dining rooms? You know, there was a long time that people were doing, originally, very strong paint colors, lots of jewel tones. That was very the thing for a long time. And then that was sort of undone, and people weren't doing that, and they were going back to the... I've done so many grayish dining rooms, and then pops of color in some of the things we did, or a pop in the painting out the sideboard in a pop color. Now I'm starting to see a little bit of color returning in dining rooms. How about you? What's your take on that?
It really depends on where the dining room is located in the house.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a separate room near the entry, we're definitely seeing darker colors,
right.
only because the ceilings are taller, the windows are bigger, so we're able to paint the walls in a darker color. I mean,
right.
gray is still a hot color right,
right.
now because it's a nice neutral.
But even make darker grays. Now, like, I've done a couple of charcoal gray dining rooms, and it's so
mm-hmm.
it's so dramatic to do the dark charcoal gray, especially if it's grounded by wonderful lots of white molding in a chair rail to break it up. I'm liking that. I like the drama of that. How about other colors that you've done in a space? Some things that are fun.
There isn't a color scheme I haven't really done. Recently, I worked on a client, fuchsia,
uh-huh.
a really bright fuchsia that we're introducing into the space with textiles.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a lot of teal lately.
Yeah.
Peacock blues. But we're also pairing that. I'm seeing a lot of white walls.
Yeah.
And going, I mean, even in my own house, I have white walls with black trim.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing a lot of people branching out in the trim color,
things.
Too.
Yeah, definitely. I do like the look of black trim. Sometimes for me, though, it's tough because you can't always... I am a purist, so I like continuous... if there's flooring, I like continuity of flooring. If there's trim, I like continuity of trim. And I like the dramatic look of that black painted molding, but sometimes you can't transition to other parts of the house. So that's the one area I sometimes have trouble. And we just did a master bedroom and bathroom over, and we did that. We did the black trim. The woman is very contemporary, really wanted to try it, and she loved it. And then she's like, I don't know if I can carry it any further. So you certainly need to have, in this case, it worked because it's sort of the master suite as well, sort of to the back of the house, and it kind of works. I guess it would depend on where it is when you're changing out trim colors from one part of the house to the other.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if you have some sort of threshold, I also tell people that with a color scheme, especially what I break up the houses into two parts, the public house and the private house, you know, anywhere where a guest would be invited that I consider the public house, and all of those spaces should have a very continuous color scheme. It
right.
helps kind of make the space feel bigger. So if you've got, say, black, white, and pink are your color scheme, you know, in the dining room, if we did the white walls with the black trim and the pink, in the rest of the house, we could flip that. We have white trim with, you know, blackish or grayish walls and pink. So find ways of taking each color and incorporating it into each room in different levels. It'll give each room its own identity, at the same time being cohesive.
Right, it'll coexist together well. Definitely well said. Let's talk a little bit about rugs, because I think carpets have transitioned tremendously, and I think it's an interesting time if you like the more contemporary or clean aesthetic. I think I see so many interesting rugs these days. Anything that you see that it's trending or that you like out there in rugs? I mean, every time I go to look for a carpet, I'm like, oh, this is so different and new, and I'm just seeing more and more things I like.
I've been using, mid-century modern, so I have this really great company that does these synthetic cowhide rugs.
Oh, neat.
Which I love. Mm-hmm. I use real cowhides as well, but people are kind of sensitive to that. There's this new company that does these synthetic ones they look just like a real cowhide.
Right.
And they're indestructible. I'm not usually a fan of rugs in a dining room just from
practical standpoint.
A practical standpoint of the chairs sliding back and forth, food, all of that.
Right.
If I am doing rugs, I tend to go to bound carpets.
Right.
Lately.
Yeah.
There's so many great wall-to-wall carpets out there.
I know. They're so gorgeous now. I'll look at carpet and I'm like, I'm going to make a rug out of that. It's so beautiful. And I feel that's very much trending because the carpets are better looking than ever. And then you make your own custom size. You want to make sure that just for our listeners out there, that when you pull out the chair, that there's rug underneath it. So you can, and there, you know, there's not a consistency from home to home on the size of dining spaces. So you can really do something custom that works for you.
Right. And the wall-to-wall carpets tend to last longer. You can get them with, you know, pet and food and stain resistance, where a lot of your actual rugs don't have those qualities. So they don't tend to last as much, especially if you're going to use the space a lot.
I very much agree. We're going to take a couple of quick commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design. Today is the design show for everything dining room. Be right back after these commercial messages.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and our topic today happens to be dining rooms and things, tweaks you can do before the Thanksgiving holiday to make your room look special. Do you ever take a look at your pictures the past year, 2 years, 5 years? You take a look at that same room and you haven't changed anything. This is your opportunity. There are tweaks and things that you can do to play with that space. Don't you think, Rex? And you could make it look a little bit different for the holiday.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so many different ways to do things, even on a budget, that can change a room instantly.
One of the quick fixes that I think always works, and even if you do it in a very small way, is just adding a little bit of paint, just a little bit of paint, whether it be doing what you said and maybe say, okay, let's try some black trim and see what that looks like in a space. So you're just painting the trim. Or perhaps you have a tray ceiling. Let's do something with the inlay. Let's get a really interesting paper, maybe something that has a little bit of metallic in it, or something that looks like white birch, and just inlay some paper in the tray so there's some texture. Little things like that really do make a difference.
Absolutely, and they're quick. I mean, paint is a very inexpensive way to get things, you know, changed in a hurry. If you don't like it, you can always change it again. It's not a permanent solution. Obviously, wallpapers. There's a lot of great new wall treatments out there. Reclaimed wood, panels. You know, there's so many things out there. But I think, you know, if something's very quick, it's definitely a quick coat of paint, or even paint the ceiling blue, really quick, and you've changed the room.
Now, I know you do a lot of buying, as do I, and I have to say, as much as gray will continue, everything that I was looking at, everything that I'm looking at in terms of fabrics is blue. We did one episode here on Modern Design in the summer. It was called The New Blue, and all shades of blue. And I see more and more blue as being a trending color, often paired with grays and grayishes, but lots of blue in every shade, from the palest sky blue in a retro sort of a way to lots of teals, lots of blue-green kind of colors, to lots of navy and dark gray navy. So all shades of blue. You as well?
Absolutely. In fact, my personal home here in Fort Lauderdale is shades of teal and peacock, which is a huge retro color,
right?
If you're looking for that kind of mid-century modern vibe, navy blue and really deep indigos are definitely hot trends right now. They pair well with pretty much any color. You can really pop, you know, yellows and fuchsias and oranges off of that blue very easily and get a really strong, dramatic look with very little bit of, color.
No, it's very true. And I always equate it to, like, when we were kids growing up, often when you had your picture taken in school, they put a backdrop behind you, and 90% of the time it was blue. Because think about it, no matter what you look like, if you're a redhead, if you have blonde hair, if you're African-American, what have you, have white hair, you're a mature person, everybody looks good with blue. Blue is flattering. And when you're in a dining room situation, isn't it a beautiful backdrop?
Well, I also equate a lot to a lot of my clients when I'm describing stuff, especially for your listeners, let's equate it to fashion.
Right.
Typically, what do they say you should have in your closet? A navy blue suit.
Yeah, definitely. If I'm going to do something,
one of those colors that's great.
No. And if I, what man doesn't look good with that sort of French blue shirt? It's just always flattering to whatever color, whether you dress it up or dress it down. It's just something that's always a go-to color. I was looking at my father's laundry one day, and I was going to take it out of the the dryer for him. And I said, are you a Smurf? And I said, why? I said, because well, everything you own is blue. He's like, blue is the best color. And that, in a very simple format, is blue is one of the best colors. It's just flattering to everybody. So let's talk about window treatments. I think window treatments have changed probably more than anything else I've done from the start of my career to now. Everything that we did, as stylish as it could be, has been undone and as clean as can be. I'm curious for you in doing dining rooms, because your aesthetic is probably a little bit more sleek than mine, per se, just because of the area that I'm in, which is still a little bit, I think, maybe a little bit more traditional, especially than down in Florida where you're working on some things. What do you do a lot on dining windows? Do you treat them like the other windows in the house, or do you do something different on them? Panels, or, you know, what are you doing as window treatments?
Again, it really depends on the location of the dining room in relationship to the rest of the house. I've done everything from, you know, wide plantation shutters mm-hmm. to, you know, just drapery panels. Don't do a lot of operational drapery anymore.
Right, all stationary, right?
Yeah, it's all stationary. One, it's a great way to soften a room quickly. And if it's just stationary panels, it's also less expensive because you don't have the 2.5 times of fabric that you need to cover an entire window. And again, also sometimes space constraints. You don't want a lot of stuff hanging into the room.
I agree.
So a little bit of a clean panel can really dress up a room. And what's nice about the panels is it's something that you can actually change out seasonally.
Sure.
So if you have that kind of gray backdrop or, you know, a neutral color wall that we were talking about, you can change out a simple drapery panel very quickly to dress up or casual down a room depending on the season.
Exactly. And what about hardware, hanging hardware? One of the things that I sort of switched to was it was just by nature hanging, you know, I have a big thing. It could be very clean, but I still want the rod to be at least one inch around in diameter. I can't stand a wimpy rod hanging a window treatment. To me, the wide rod is best. But what I started doing that's a little bit different, not always, but if the client will allow me, I like to do a rod under the width of just each stationary panel with nothing in the center. And I've kind of started to like that look.
I definitely do both. I have this really great new, especially with contemporary, mm-hmm. and a lot of the times we're using shears, so you don't have a very heavy fabric.
Right.
So you don't need the heavy rod. So I have this company that's doing flat stainless steel rods.
Nice.
They're literally rectangular, and they're about a half an inch thick. So you get this inch tall, flat kind of pop of stainless steel
right.
with a very light kind of airy fabric. If I'm doing a heavier fabric, I definitely agree. I think an inch and a half to 2-inch rod is a must. And if you can't necessarily either afford or want the weight of something that large across, the short baby rods are great. Just make sure that you do finials on both sides.
Right. So it just kind of justifies it. Yeah. No, very, very much true. But, I mean, now, as far as under treatments, I really have to say I still, in conjunction with stationary panels, often use beautiful roller and solar shades, and the combination of that seems to work for me, because we have the stationary panel, which really just frames the window, and it also accentuates when you have 9-foot ceilings or above, it accentuates sort of the height of the room. But from a practical standpoint, depending upon sun exposure, or if you are close to the other house, roller and solar shades probably more than ever.
Absolutely. We're seeing those, and also the silhouette and duet style accordion shades are really popular, again, because you have a lot of cordless options and fabric options. A lot of the projects that I've been working on lately, the dining rooms don't need a lot of privacy, or they have an awning or a patio or something. So we're very lucky in not
having to do a window treatment, right?
Yeah. A window treatment and just letting it be open, yeah.
Yeah. In a perfect world, which is probably silly for us because it's what we do for a living, if you can get away with it, I love just windows that are just, you know, just simple with not much going on as well. Or just
Absolutely.
A stationary panel. Just something very simple and very light on the window. Remember the days of you know, going to getting, you know, super expensive Dupioni silk fabrics? It just seems so different today, doesn't it?
Well, not only that, you have the drapery, and then you have the over swag, and then the under swag, and then the lining.
It was crazy.
You had probably 200 pounds of fabric per window.
It was so heavy, right? Remember? It was so heavy and so it was crazy. It was like it was too much. And now it's so much the opposite. Window treatments probably more than anything else. I mean, I like the cleaner lines and everything today, but window treatments have changed to me more than anything else has changed. They're
They've definitely become more of a situation for practical rather than decorative.
I agree. What do you think is a good pairing color for people? Let's say, you know what, they said, all right, I love the idea of doing like a Chelsea gray or something dark and dramatic. I'm going to stick with my white trim. What's a good hookup with that? What's a good pop color with that dark sort of charcoal color?
There's so many. The dark gray you can do so much with. I love it with pops of yellow.
Yeah, yellow's probably very, it's very classy, isn't it? That the gray with the pops of that sort of bright yellow, it's a beautiful combination.
And the other thing is, I mean, if we're talking dining rooms, we have to think about what is going to make the food appealing as well.
Right.
And you get into a little bit of psychology of color, and there's just certain colors that you're going to want to be around while you're eating, and there's just going to be some that you're not.
No, that is true, and classically we've learned that, you know, warm colors are great in dining rooms. But I have to tell you, I did a dining room, and we paired the charcoal gray with Tiffany box blue, and it was so beautiful. It was such a nice combination together to have that sort of really elegant like Tiffany box blue, and then the crisp white trim, and then the charcoal. It just looks so a little bit unexpected and very nice together.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's also really, you know, I think personality-based. You know, I tell a lot of my clients, go into your closet and tell me, you know, are you a jeans and t-shirt type of person, or are you, you know, a Chanel Prada type person? And I know this sounds weird, but when you look at those types of that personality will also kind of dictate what colors you should be looking at when you're doing your own house.
You know,
and
Rex,
if you wear a certain color, you should... Yeah. Be surrounded by it.
No, that's very insightful, because I would say to people, and I would sort of over time make predictions. I had a client in Basking Ridge who was a redhead, and I said she's going to pick all autumnal colors, and sure enough, she picked all autumnal colors, because you should surround yourself with things that make you look good, and that's very smart and very intuitive. That's how, you know, that's people pick what's comfortable around them, and I think that's important when you decorate your home.
Absolutely.
Believe it or not, we've come to the end of the hour. I thank you. You give us such wonderful information. I'm sure, Rex, I'm going to refer to you again. Maybe when you're in your other locations a little closer, you come up in studio and come visit me.
I would love that. Absolutely.
It would be wonderful. So just for our listeners, can you give your information one more time, your two locations and your website, so they can check out your wonderful work?
Absolutely. So it's rsquareddesign.net. There's actually two D's next to each other. At the bottom of our website, you can link to all of our social media. We're on Facebook, House, Instagram, the likes. We are located in the Rehoboth Beach metro area, as much of a metro as you can say. And then we've also, we haven't opened up an actual showroom yet, but we are down here in Fort Lauderdale metro area working on projects as well. And all of that contact information is on our website.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you very much for being my guest. I'm going to refer to you again in the coming year to help me on some different projects that we're working on, and I look forward to having you back again. For my listeners, next week we're going to have Ladylike Antiques here. I'm going to talk about wonderful things for setting your Thanksgiving table. So, again, I thank you for tuning into our show, and we'll see you next week, everybody. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is not just a battle for Democrats and Republicans and how they vote on issues. This is a spiritual battle.
Alabama U.S. Senate candidate Republican Roy Moore saying again last night while speaking at a Baptist church in Alabama that he is not going to end his candidacy. That comes as the Republican National Committee has pulled its support for Moore, who continues to deny charges of sexual misconduct with teenage girls decades ago. Vaughn Hilliard reports Republicans in the state of Alabama
Alabama are still supporting him.
There has been no public outcry here from among the Alabama GOP apparatus. The governor, her last public comments were from 2 days ago when she said that she'd still vote for him.
That election is set for December 12th. Another murder in a Tampa, Florida neighborhood appears to be the work of a serial killer. This time, though, there are witnesses. They saw a man running from the scene in Seminole Heights where a man was shot and killed yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
My Filipino wife lived most of her life sleeping on very hard surfaces. Well, now she gets the best sleep she's ever gotten in her life with her MyPillow. She sleeps all night, no tossing and turning. She sleeps great. She threw out the half dozen pillows she slept with since she came to the U.S. and just uses her MyPillow. When she found out it always stayed cool, was 100% machine washable and dryer safe, and totally made in the USA, well, that made her day. MyPillow is so sure you'll be satisfied, they offer a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now get this offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA. Remember to use promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get the 4-pack of pillows for 50% off. That's MyPillow.com and use promo code USA. My wife says salamat to Mike Lindell and the MyPillow team. You'll thank them too.
President Trump is home from a 12-day Asia trip, tweeting that the U.S. is, quote, respected again in Asia.